We welcome you back inside training camp here, presented by Xfinity, Dave. And it's time, once again, for two-minute tweets.
Bring them on.
We start with, depending on the spelling here, Philly Freak or Philly Freck 215. That's about the legibility of our producer's handwriting. But the question is, will we get to see Jordan Matthews on the outside this Friday?
Yeah, I don't think that's part of the plan at all for the Eagles and for Jordan Matthews, not only for this game, but for the entire season. I think they want him to master playing the slot. And then once you do that, the outside seems a lot easier. They want to create some good matchups, some favorable matchups for the offense. So regardless of who plays, not only on Friday, but throughout the preseason and regular season, the Eagles really want to keep Matthews inside.
Yeah, who knows what happens during the season with injuries, but I think right now on Friday, we will not see him on the outside. All right, Dustin Hubecker, who apparently is on the show every day, he wants to know, who is making the most surprising push to make the 53-man roster?
Well, I'll give you a name that really is so far out there that nobody's paid much attention, but at the center position, the Eagles looking for a backup. You'd think it would be Julian Vandervelde. He's had some injury problems. How about this name? David Mulk, whose claim to fame prior to this training camp was his bench press prowess. Very strong kid, inside, center. He'll get a lot of playing time on Friday. We see if he can make a push to back up Jason Kelce this year.
There's another guy we're going to talk about with the next question. The other person I will mention is G.J. Kinney, the fourth quarterback right now. He's got a chance to make some headway, depending on what he does in the preseason games. Reminds me a little bit of the Trent Edwards situation from a couple years ago. If he goes out there, lights it up, who knows? All right. At the Michael Goins wants to know, how is Ifeanyi Moma faring? Is there something there?
Yeah, he's certainly a lot better player than he was a year ago. I had a chance to speak with him, and he really spent that year self-reflecting, understanding that he had a lot more to give than he gave last year, worked out, came back stronger, has caught the ball with so much more confidence, running his routes better, using that big body. He has made a push, Bo, and he'd be my most surprising player. I'm just not sure that there's going to be room on this 53-man roster for Ifeanyi Moma.
It's such a tough fight for spots with those at that wide receiver position. It's going to come down to special teams, but there's no question he looks a million times better than he did last summer.
Keep those questions coming. Hit us up at Twitter, on Twitter at Eagles Shows, and we will answer those questions here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.